have the first thing on the item agenda is the election of officers, the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary. Mark, refresh my memory, who normally serves as a chair?
It's nominated by the committee, the chair position.
And is that usually Ann?
No, it's usually, it's one of you that's going to chair the budget committee, yeah.
Okay.
So one of you needs to make a nomination, or a couple of you need to make a nomination, and then you select from the nomination. So last year, for example, it was Bruce Justice, who was also not here, probably to avoid getting elected again. Anyway, so that's what you would do, is you'd want to take nominations for the chair position.
And that could be the people that's out in the audience also.
Yeah, any one of the members of the committee.
Do I have a motion for nomination for the chair of the budget committee?
Well.
Do we need to introduce ourselves?
Yes, thank you. That would be helpful.
Want to go first?
Yes, well, I'm Terry Middleton.
Rob Price.
I'm
Carl.
Carl Roberts.
Nice to meet you all. That's helpful, know your name.
This is T, and that's D, and that's the other D.
I make a motion that Rob Price be the chair.
I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye. Congratulations.
Is he in favor?
Rob will do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Which basically, Teresa, is that he's the chair, but actually everything comes from Ann at the budget meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Ann, who's our municipal accountant, does the staff presentation of the budget.
Yeah, so it's almost ceremonial. Yeah, yes, but I said mostly ceremonial. Yeah, that's it. And also for vice chair, is there a nomination? I make a nomination for vice chair for myself.
Okay. I'll second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And secretary. Who do we normally have as secretary?
Again, it's.
I nominate Teresa.
Oh, okay.
Don't look so surprised.
Second.
Second.
Wait a minute, all in favor.
Aye. It's done.
It happens that way.
Just to give you.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
To give you your job description, the vice chair fills in for the chair. For some reason, he is called away or can't make it. For some reason, the secretary would fill in for the vice chair if there's no vice chair. So there's no responsibility to the secretary. We will be taking all the minutes from the meeting.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I can do that job.
All three of them, we have a refrigerator with the mirror in it.
I can really do that job, okay.
Now, do we have any adoption or rules if necessary?
We have not. It's, you know, basically the rules are, you know, to be respectful of your fellow committee members as we work through it and of staff. But,
okay.
So it's just basic decorum, meeting decorum.
And then the next is presentation review of the budget message. And I believe, Mark, that's your bailiwick.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll actually move from this one, we'll go to the next agenda, which is following the URA, and we'll go through the same procedural steps. And all you want to do here now is just confirm the three positions that you already selected.
Which we have.
Yes.
So a review of the budget and calendar and confirmation of the next budget meeting. The next budget meeting will be held Wednesday, May 5th at 4 p.m. And it will be at the community center.
Yes.
And let's see what else. And otherwise, it's basically the same as we have this evening. And that's the confirmation of the next budget meeting. Is there anything else that needs to be said?
That's all. No. In that area, that's enough. I've got to read my budget mess.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wow.
Nice try, though.
Yeah.
I was just turning into a Scott Rutter.
Yeah, there you go. So, if I may, Your Honor, I'll go ahead and read my budget message for this calendar year budget. And it says, Mayor Rutter, City Councilors, Budget Committee members, and citizens, it is my pleasure to provide the 2021-2022 preliminary budget for your review and consideration for approval. Both the city budget and the urban renewal budget are balanced, meaning that expenditures equal revenues, and fully fund current operations and include necessary capital to replace aged infrastructure, equipment, and fund new employee positions to improve efficiency and share workload. This budget will allow city staff to better provide customer service and improve the quality of life for all Winston residents. During a year when COVID-19 has taken center stage, the city of Winston has continued to prosper with property tax dollars exceeding expectations by $50,000. So we've now surpassed the $1.1 million mark in property tax. City department heads have again been excellent stewards of citizens' tax dollars by underspending the 2021 budget, providing a beginning balance in the general fund of $520,575, an increase over the 2021 budget of $122,114. The total budget for the 21-22 budget year is $9,994,887, which is a reduction of nearly 12% from the prior year. Our reserve funds, our general fund, has $177,696 in the reserve fund. Street fund has $272,209. And the sewer fund has $1,845,991. So the total city reserves amount to $2,295,896. Some of the proposed significant projects include sewer line replacement, $500,000, investigation of our sewer siphon, which is where we cross the river to the treatment plant. So the sewage drops down from a higher elevation down, crosses the river, and the siphon has never been investigated since it was installed. We did have to remove a lot of, well, there are three lines that go across there. Each one of them has a sliding gate valve so that you could shut them off in order to clean one or the other. All that stuff collapsed into the inside of the manhole. And so that's all been now removed. And recently, we removed that so we can actually get someone in there and do the investigation on the siphon to hopefully see that we have another 50 years of life expectancy in that siphon. We're increase of the half-time public works office assistant to full-time. A public works is requesting a push camera for $10,500. The additional work on the public works shop, which is basically ADA access, paving, and concrete sidewalk work external to the building for $50,000. Public Works is requesting a 4x4 pickup for $35,000. Street and drainage project on the west side of the city. We did the east side project this year, and they started paving it today, and I don't know how far they got, so I didn't get a chance to get over there.
They're halfway past Ronald.
Okay, so they've still got a little bit more to go. So that's for $275,662. Police is requesting it, basically a shipping container that is constructed into an office. Basically, it's an office and a place for them to store evidence, and it would go on one of the pads in the parking lot, one of the pads in the parking lot. They've also requested two portable radios for $14,500, two police vehicles. Looks like you'll remember that what we wanted to do was get ahead of the game on the police vehicles before all the other agencies put in their orders.
Yeah.
So our police vehicles are actually going to be ready about the middle of June, but we won't pick them up until the first week of July. So they're in this budget. They've also applied for a live scan F printer under a grant. The cost of $34,500. If they get the grant, they'll do the printer. If not, they won't.
What is that, Mark?
To tell you the truth, it has to do with the fingerprinting, and I'm not sure exactly what the function of it is.
Probably kind of like what the county has, where they just actually put their hands on glass.
That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
In a copy of fingerprints.
Okay. There you go.
And then the next guy will put his hand on it, and he'll get COVID. Good salt.
And also, we've put money in to facilitate a full-time city planner. Again, you're all aware of the revolving door of planners we've had in and out of the city, and we get no continuity to any of it. So.
One question I have on that, when that comes up, I will have to step aside, correct? Okay.
Sure? Yeah.
Okay. Being the chairman of the planning commission doesn't make a difference.
It does. Nothing. Nope.
Okay.
You're fine. The school district will again fund two SROs, providing a tremendous service to the school district, while at the same time providing backup or vacation coverage during the summer months for our officers. Also, the housing market remains strong, with at least 170 new lots being developed in the city.
Anybody want to buy one?
put a for sale sign in the front of it, and it'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, one guy looked at it.
Again, we are restrained by revenue to accomplish all the needs identified by our department heads. One new revenue source will help with funding this year's budget, and future budgets will be the institution of a water franchise fee. We are currently in negotiations with the water district, and we are moving forward towards the finalization of a franchise agreement. So that will be coming. One other potential revenue source would be implement the construction of a small short-term RV park at the boat landing.
On the?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the field. East. It'd be the southeast side along the river.
Okay. I think there's room for three, isn't there?
I don't know for sure. We haven't laid it out, but these would be mandatory short-term.
So would they come here, get a permit from the city to stay over there? How would that work?
Typically, you have a box out there.
Okay.
And since we're so close, that Public Works would monitor that box daily.
Is it just boondocking, or is he going to have full service?
Right. We haven't decided.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't decided yet, but we'll have to get a little further into evaluation and analysis before we determine that.
Yeah, because we probably want a campfire place too.
Oh yeah, they're going to want campfire plates, so unfortunately they can't use them in the fire restrictions, but...
Are you planning on a dump station also, or not?
Yes, there would be a dump station.
How are they going to have a dump station? We aren't even connected to the sewer.
They
can use the existing toilet facilities.
Analysis hasn't been done yet to determine that, whether or not we can...
Because you have to go underneath the highway in order to get to the sewer.
Well, the sewer's on that side.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah, we cross to the lift station right there from the south side over to the lift station on Snow Street.
How did we do that originally instead of putting that toilet without one where we have to pump it out?
Couldn't dig the ground. Bury a pipe.
The issue was the cost of using the tribal inspector to make sure that we don't dig through any artifacts. There you are.
Sorry.
No problem. You didn't get elected chair this year, though.
That's fine
with me. Where's his book at?
I'll be late four up.
Yeah, I suppose figured he'd just come late just so you could miss it.
Yeah.
I figured that's why you were late.
So that's an idea at this point. We haven't got into any details on that at all. So in closing, the city budgets are balanced. Without support from the reserve fund, staff is committed to improving the quality of life for all citizens in Winston through furthering council goals, having a devoted, committed workforce, and managing tax dollars efficiently and effectively within the laws of the state of Oregon.
Just one quick question. Over the period of two fiscal years, we're supposed to get $1,120,000. Are we going to have to do a supplemental budget when that's received, or can we count on it?
No, we'll have to do a supplemental budget to spend that money when it comes, if it comes in.
Until we get it in hand.
Right.
We have to spend it.
Right.
What was that?
Oh, it's from the COVID relief.
Yeah, it was the American Rescue Plan. It was the last Biden giveaway. Part of it was for local county and state governments. Our portion of it is $1,120,000, yep. So, and it comes in, my understanding at least, is it comes in it'll come in two payments, half this year, half next year.
So is there anything else, Mark?
That's it.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
7:19 p.m. This is April 29th, 2021. Meeting began at 7.